Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And what about your drivers? Because there's obviously we know what George Russell's capable of because he won the F2 title so recently. And we know what Robert was capable of before his accident. There seems a sense of injustice that he's come back. He's made this incredible comeback story to F1. But he hasn't been able to show whether he can and should be competing at this level because of the car. Do you think it's right that he is racing in F1?
I think for me, the drivers, they put a smile on my face. And I love them both. I think we're so lucky and I'm so pleased that we took that decision last year to make changes. George, he's gorgeous George. He's lovely. You know, he's always got a smile on his face. And it must be so tough for him at the moment, his rookie year. He knew what he was coming into. We were very honest with both of them where we were going to be this year. But it still must be really hard work. And George, he just wants to show what he can do. And as does Robert. And I firmly believe, anyway, that Robert has what it takes. I think he's, as much as George has out-qualified him at every race this year, they're pretty close on the racetrack. I certainly don't think that Robert's injury holds him back in any way, shape or form. For me, one of the biggest reasons why I wanted Robert in the car for us this year was he pushes, he really tells those engineers what's what and what he wants. And we need to hear that. So we have two very vocal drivers who both understand what's going on with the car and don't hold back telling people what's going on wrong and what they need. And at the end of the day, what we do here is the most important thing for anybody. For me, I couldn't be happier with them. And I think that all we need to do clearly is to give them the machinery with which they can prove their performance. And, and I know that will be where we want it to be.
I can see why Robert would be very good with communicating the data with the engineers. It's interesting when I see the F2 guys, because I spoke to Alex Albon yesterday and he was going, one of my biggest things was having the confidence to talk to the engineers and really say how I felt. And actually that communication's everything, because that's what ultimately saves your season, isn't it? How impressed have you been with George's sort of development and coming in as a rookie and building the trust and that relationship?
I think clearly George, over the course of his life, from whoever it's come from, he's had some amazing advice and some great mentors. I think his parents have played a huge role in that. Steve and Alison are just wonderful people. And Gwen LeGrew, who is the Mercedes driver manager, has obviously supported George through the past 7 or so years of his career. And I think that's led to what we have now in George, and that's somebody that can communicate so well. I think we all sometimes forget that George is only 21. Steve was telling me the other day that, he's the way that he's grown up around karting tracks because his older brother was a karting champion. And so he was taken to all the races and hung out with much older people, I suppose. His best friend when he was 6 was a guy called Barry, who was 65, which is lovely. And I think George just has a level of maturity beyond his years that has made him so wise. And his communication, it was very funny when he first got into the car, because he would come on the radio and go, "Roger." And because he's got quite a forthright British accent, it's so lovely to hear him talk, because he is so eloquent. The guy comes to the factory between races armed with PowerPoint. I keep going on about George and his PowerPoint presentations, but I've never known a driver to create a PowerPoint after a race that he then colour codes on in priority levels, with the traffic light red, amber and green system, that he then presents to the engineers what he wants and what he needs and what's going wrong or what's going right with the car. And so to have that in a driver, and particularly one that is as young as George and is in his rookie year in Formula One, experience is fantastic for us, and both of them do a great job ensuring that they spend time with their mechanics and the guys in the garage and their engineers, so that everyone is really bought into them and wants to just work that little bit harder for them.
Is there a natural leader out of the two?
No, there isn't, but they do get on really well. And you might think, because they both have strong personalities, that one would naturally step into a leadership role, but they don't. And there doesn't seem to be any kind of elbows out, certainly not at the moment anyway. I think they both just, they knew they knew what they were getting into, and they both clearly just want to make sure that they play their part in helping Williams get back to the front of the grid.
Has George got what it takes to go all the way and become a world champion?
I'm convinced that George is a future world champion, 100% convinced. Clearly, I hope that that's with us. But yeah, he's just got... There's something special about George.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.